This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, gave, as all the leaders do, a speech at the United Nations General Assembly last week. Johnson, though, as is his style, was a little bit different, in particular in trying to drum up support for the big COP26 climate change meeting in Glasgow in November.
And when Kermit the Frog sang, "It's not easy being green." Do you remember that one? I want you to know that he was wrong. He was wrong. It is easy. It's not only easy, it's lucrative, and it's right to be green. Although he was also unnecessarily rude to Miss Piggy, I thought, Kermit the Frog.
I mean, he was right about Kermit and Miss Piggy, right? But Johnson's bigger point is right, too. It is easy and lucrative being green, in part because we have the technology to avoid catastrophic climate change, a message echoed by a British startup called Satellite View, which offers what it says are measurements of how individual companies and even households are doing in controlling their greenhouse gas emissions, kind of a thermal spy in the sky, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Satellites have been spying on us for decades, but this one really is for the benefit of the whole planet. A satellite specifically designed to combat climate change through very precise thermal imaging.
Seeing the world through a different pair of eyes rather than through the optical lens, a thermal lens, what's hot and what's not.
Data analyst Jade Constantinou works for a British startup, Satellite View. The boss, Anthony Baker, is planning to launch a constellation of 7 satellites equipped with a very special camera.
The unique thing about our camera is it can image in infrared, so we can see the heat emissions from any building on the planet.
That's any building? Any individual building?
Yeah, our satellite covers the world and has a high enough resolution that you can discern one building from another.
Measuring heat loss and therefore energy efficiency will enable governments to identify the most wasteful carbon-polluting properties.
To be able to hone in on those worst-emitting buildings and direct people to do something about it.
And he says it'll test the current plethora of good environmental intentions.
Everyone is declaring net zero. At the moment, not many people are measuring anything.
The firm is expecting a wide range of customers, governments, environmental groups, insulation companies prospecting for business, and, says the sales director Alex Gow, investors anxious to verify a company's commitment to reducing emissions.
To identify and hold to account people who are claiming that they have green credentials.
This is a form of accountancy or auditing.
Absolutely, and more importantly, it's independent.
The service is surprisingly inexpensive, says Anthony Baker, since one thermal image covers around 6 square miles containing thousands of properties.
$500 is the cost of one image covering thousands of buildings, so the cost per building is very, very low.
So this will be affordable not only for governments and corporations, but inquisitive individuals too.
You can see the place you work, the place you shop, your street, so you could determine whether you're the worst building on the street.
You could even spy on your neighbours and find out whether they are as green as they say they are.
If people wish to remind their neighbours that they perhaps should upgrade their insulation, so be it.
Liftoff will start in T-minus 10 seconds.
His first satellite is due to be blasted into orbit next year by Elon Musk's company, SpaceX.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
As the countdown to net zero continues, Baker expects his revenues to take off. Already he's had inquiries from every continent. Demand, he hopes, will, like his satellite, go global. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.